Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Red Men News. I'm Chris Paydack. That is Ross Chandley. Tom Dutton will be on the comments a little bit later. It's been a while since I've done a Red Men News. The reason is twofold. One, Ross has been doing a spectacular job. And two, I've all kinds of life going on. So my wife's now in quarantine and all that type of stuff. You just don't care about that. I've also had a YouTube channel to build. So you can get over on there and check that one out. But we're here to talk about Liverpool news first and foremost. And the big news is this. James Pearce thinks Liverpool will cash in on Wilson this summer. So according to The Athletic's James Pearce, Harry Wilson is likely to leave Liverpool at the end of the season. We know he's scored 7 goals in the Premier League so far. He's expected to return to Liverpool for pre-season, whenever that happens to be. But his future at Anfield may not look too bright. And James was talking in a Q&A over on The Athletic and said, I can't realistically see him forcing his way into Klopp's side. Liverpool would expect to get £20 million plus for him. If an offer like that isn't forthcoming, then he could stay around as a squad player. Ross, what do you make of that one, mate? Do you like Harry Wilson? Do you think you'd like to see him sort of come in and do a job as a squad player? Or do you think now that the squad's so good that we may have passed him by?
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem. The midfield that we've got, the competition for places that we've got, and you know, even if you wanted to change it slightly, his role just sort of doesn't fit our system. Like he's a bit of a 10, but maybe he doesn't do the defensive work that he's required. He's one of the players that are in that role as well, with a Chamberlain, Keita, Henderson, Wijnaldum. If they bring anyone else in the summer, it could be more. I do like him. I think he offers something else. I think there's games where you know we've not been winning. Someone goes, I'll bring Harry Wilson on. He can score screamers. And that's all we really see him, is the highlights of free kicks and whatnot. But if you're going to cash in and get that amount of money, I don't think there's a lot else he could do to break into this Liverpool side, to be honest. I think it's unfortunate for him, the players that we have. You drinking there?
Fields of Cream. Sorry. Fields of Cream. Cream soda, pale ale, mate.
Half 12.
Mate, I'm quarantined with the wife and two kids. I think half 12 is pretty decent, to be honest with you.
You're on your fifth then.
I've been up since 2 o'clock in the morning trying to watch The Mandalorian, but they've only put 2 episodes online.
A little snack as well.
Pizza chips, sun-dried tomato and basil, chef.
They're
good. I'll tell you what, this pale ale, the cream soda one, it's just like drinking cream soda. It's dead good. As you know, We do have a sponsorship with Beer 52, and now's a really good time towards if you are quarantined and stuff like that and you just want a few beers in. Yeah, they're good beers. You get a case of 8 beers, a magazine, a snack for £4.95 postage, and our listeners get 2 free beers, so you're getting 10 free beers. So we know that the world's most popular craft beer discovery club, and every month they'll send you a new theme. You can leave at any time. You just need to go to beer52.com/redmen to claim your first free case. Don't forget, you get 2 beers extra right now. And I'll tell you what, it is absolutely lovely.
I think we nailed that.
Honestly, mate, it's so good.
It looks refreshing.
If you want to come round to our house, I'll throw some at you.
Okay.
From out the window. So, but yep. Then you'll have to disinfect them and stuff. While we're talking about coronavirus, though, scientists in Iceland claim they have found 40 mutations of the coronavirus and admit 7 cases can be traced back to a specific football match in England. So this is Richie Buxton was tweeting about this, and I went and just typed in the tweet because he'd done a picture of it. And it comes back to the Daily Mail. So I'm reading the Daily Mail article now. Thousands of people in Iceland gave swabs to test for COVID-19. Researchers have sequenced the genome of the virus to look for mutations. They found 40, which could be traced to three different countries, Austria, Italy and England. Seven people went to a football match in England. So I'm just going to try and find it now. Seven infected people all went to the same undisclosed football match in England, the team of scientists have claimed, which is a bit mad. The study has not yet been published, meaning it hasn't been scrutinised by other scientists. So we're still in sort of the rumours and stage of things. But it really wouldn't surprise me if that game was Liverpool Atletico Madrid, to be honest with you.
There's a couple of things to that. There's two games we texted before. That's the first one that came to mind for me. Was that one? I think the other one was probably an Arsenal game. Obviously, Arteta's tested positive. There was links with the Olympiacos owner, I think, at a Champions League game or European game that they had there. Sorry. So it could be that one. But all the stuff around the Liverpool game, like, everybody knew that the Madrid fans shouldn't have been there. And, you know, who's at fault for that? Whether it's UEFA, whether it's Liverpool themselves, I think might be under criticism for this one as well, of not taking the decision or being more on the front foot, saying we're not playing this game or those fans shouldn't be there. You know, it's might cost some people's lives at the end of it. If it is true, you know, and at what expense? What for? Just for a game of footy? It's crazy.
I mean, Paul's picked it up from somewhere. And their likelihood is it was probably around Anfield on that day. We were 3,000 Madrid fans. And whether those seven people went to that game or not, regardless, that game now we know shouldn't have gone ahead. And, you know, people were talking about it. Dave Maddock was talking about it at the time, wasn't he, Ross? You know, we shouldn't be allowing people in when they couldn't watch football in their own country. And they were the epicentre of the outbreak in Europe at the time, just after Italy, or there was an epicentre in Madrid itself. They couldn't go and watch their own team, and yet they were allowed to travel over here and put people in, you know, at risk. It's absolutely insane.
The criticism, I think, at Liverpool UEFA, and, you know, without getting political, but I think it matters in this sense, is the government, because they should have made drastic measures to ensure that never happened. But, you know, is it a case of they weren't bothered because it was Liverpool? I don't know. But, you know, or maybe ignorance because of the actual disease at that time wasn't as bad as it was now. I think, including myself, kind of thought it's just a flu sort of thing. But it's the government's job to protect the people of this country, and they haven't done.
Well, they were looking to do herd immunity and stuff at the time, so maybe it was a thing that they wanted. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on. Liverpool Echo this time. Liverpool's star Xabi Alonso begged for shock Arsenal move ahead of Real Madrid transfer. Now, the article goes on to say that Cesc Fabregas was talking to Arsecast, which is an Arsenal Football Club podcast that he was talking to. I've not looked it up, but I'm... I'm kind of hoping that it is.
You don't know.
Hey, hello. So apparently, I was on the phone with Xabi the whole summer. He was dying to come here. This is the end of 2009 when he moves to, or eventual move to Real Madrid in 2009. I was on the phone with Xabi the whole summer. He was dying to come. He was literally begging everyone to go to Arsenal. I really wanted him to come. I did my best. I spoke to who I had to speak to. I gave my opinion. I thought he was a fantastic addition for us at the time. A couple of times like that, I was frustrated at the lack of the push, but that's it. So close. The player's dying to come. It's easy to make this deal. I was really shocked there. I just didn't, like, he'd have suited that side, that Wenger side, but my word, the career he goes and has from Real Madrid and Bayern Munich afterwards, I was really shocked to see him, like, trying to get to Arsenal.
Yeah, I think if you think of the situation that he was under, at the time when it happened with Benitez, and, you know, I think he was aware of the Gareth Barry replacement kind of coming in, that moved his head. You think, well, I'm getting replaced with Gareth Barry, to all intents and purposes, was a very good player, but he's not Xabi Alonso. That him leaving, like, I was gutted when he left. You can't knock him, where Liverpool were at the time, to go to play for Real Madrid. That's fine. But you're right, if he went to Arsenal, that would have been even worse for us, I think, because it's hard enough seeing him go, but to see him go to a Premier League side. You know, and he'll have mates there as well. You know, Fabregas will be his Spanish teammate. It helps him settle in, stuff like that. So you can see it all the time with footballers, but I would have been gutted if he went there.
Yeah, same here. Like, keep your comments coming in. Bloody hell, it's gone straight to bed. It's only 4.3%.
I had a sip of one about 2 weeks ago and it was gone for the day.
It's boss. It's suitable for vegans as well. It's unfiltered and unpasteurised. Brewed in Birkenhead. Go ahead. Yes. Reading Birkenhead. It's absolutely gorgeous, to be honest. You get on this, get ready to be transported back in time for this modern interpretation of the nostalgia-filled drink of many childhood memories, cream soda. Simple pale ale based infused with the classic flavour of sweet vanilla ice cream. It's Ron sealed it. It does exactly what it says on the tin. Well, anyway, I told you the pita breads. I've got loads, mate. They're all in the fridge. I'm going to have a few tonight. Man City have obviously been handed a 2-year ban from the Champions League by UEFA after being found in serious breach of financial fair play. And Liverpool have been, apparently, are among 8 clubs trying to stop Manchester City move over the Champions League ban. So there's a school of thought, Ross, that Man City could maybe postpone their Champions League ban for a year. And so there's 8 clubs who are looking to try and stop that happening. So apparently we've reportedly written to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to stop Manchester City playing in the Champions League next season. These teams include Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea and Arsenal.
SEO, clickbait.
And also the fact that, you know, they're the teams vying for Champions League spots.
Yeah, no, it's true. I can understand it. You know, they've done it for years and, you know, the frustration of teams doing it properly. I think it's a bit ironic coming from Chelsea, to be honest with you, but they've got loads better over the past couple of years and, you know, a transfer ban did help that. But I think if you're trying your best, you're trying to comply with the rules that have been put in front of you and you know, you're doing it. I know Liverpool spent loads of money on Van Dijk and Alisson, but, you know, we sold a player for £140 odd million. City don't do that. They never have done that. And the odd thing is, like, they're probably right to go and do it from a competitive point of view, because you could argue City needs some sort of restructuring or rebuild, or they need to go and buy out, you know, 2 centre-backs probably, you know, or, you know, David Silva's going, Aguero's not getting any younger. You know, they're in a peak probably that's going to come down for them. So, you know, and argue the point that, you know, you're spending your money properly and the rules are there, use them.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll move on to the next one. Let me know your thoughts on that in the comment section below. Said that much better. Rio Ferdinand, this is, thinks Premier League should be cancelled as Liverpool fans can't be trusted to party indoors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, I'm not even going to bother reading this. I'm not really going to bother reading any of that. But my word, if there's any city in the UK that's doing it right now, Liverpool are one of them. Any city that isn't, London's number one. Isn't it, though? Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, and that may be just for the simple fact, and there'll be people watching here who are in London, and fair play if you're staying in. And fair play, look, I understand that some people might not be able to do that, and that's understandable and stuff. But look, Liverpool's a ghost town at the moment. Liverpool are taking it very, very seriously. And the fact that he's talking about this is just fucking stupid, to be honest with you.
We've seen this with quite a few people, Karen Brady or, you know, former players of, like, you know, that happen to play for Manchester United that might have some sort of a hidden agenda. In the article, to be fair to him, he does say, like, you know, Liverpool haven't won a title for 30 years. They want to go and party with other people. You get that, but he, Liverpool fans will find it hard. And he says, I wouldn't blame them. But also, you know, to end the season, it's just, that suits his agenda, doesn't it? Because of course that's what he wants. And he can put pressure on authorities because he's a former player. He's gonna do his best to try that, I suppose, isn't he?
If Liverpool get it done, and I don't think genuinely the focus should be getting the Premier League back. You know, I remember saying a few days ago that I think they would and I think they should. Right now, it's about safety. It's about making sure that they can save lives and stuff like that. And once that's sorted, then start thinking about bringing the Premier League back. But right now, it just needs to sit there for a little bit and just be on the back burner. And, you know, there'll be people watching this go, "Oh, you can't believe you're saying that, Chris." But that's how serious I think this is at the moment. And I think it's much bigger than sport. It's life and death. It literally is life and death. So sort that out. Get your house in order with regards to everybody's health. And then start thinking about football. So right now, no decisions need to be made. Everyone's focus should just be on doing what's asked of them. And just making sure that people, you know, we together save lives. That's what it's about. That's what I was sat in here doing Skype shows and stuff like that. Is because we know that it's ultimately going to help the greater good. And, you know, and there's people up and down the country doing that, and that's what people should be focusing about. And I get that he's been asked the question, but to me, it just go away. There's just no need for this, like, you know what I mean? And just if Liverpool win the league behind closed doors, I'll party in my house if it's safe to do so. If it's safe to party outside, I'll party outside. But when we all come together and we're all allowed out again anyway, don't think that party that I had in my house, that was just like an appetizer.
And
a moose boosh, if you will. Yeah, I mean, I'm going out there and I'm partying hard, big time, and I'll be partying from 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't matter to me. It's just going to be sound, and I can party with my pants off here if Liverpool win the league, Ross, and I can't do that outside. Get locked up,
you got no choice partying elsewhere where it's safe, isn't it? You know, you can't say anything else. And again, you know, when it's right, we will come together. You know, I think Ben put it on a tweet later, first you'll never walk alone when that comes back. And if we've won the league or we've not, it's going to be absolutely massive. The welcome party of the new season will be massive. The players have all worked so hard to get where they are. I'm sure they want it. I'm sure they want to spend it with the fans as well, but not if it's safe, because what is the point?
Yeah, no, you're right. So before we get into the comments then, just a reminder that you can get these fantastic beers. You can get 10 by going to beer52.com/redmen delivered to you. That case will be free. You just need to pay the $4.95 postage, 10 beers, magazine, snack, $4.95. Go through there, click that link in the description. Remember to drink responsibly. You don't have to start drinking at half 12 like me. I'm sure if you haven't got two kids and a wife doing your head in, you'll probably be able to last till 4 o'clock. But as I say, I will be drinking responsibly for the rest of the day. Tom, let's get into the comments, mate.
Let's kick it off with some Harry Wilson stuff. Stephen Somerville says, "Harry Wilson to me is not quite at the level to play for Liverpool. He's shown he's more of a player for a lower league side." But then Den says, "Harry Wilson has a good set piece. If we lose Shaqiri come the end of the season, he might have some chance."
What do you reckon, Ross? What do you think to that one, mate?
Potentially, but again, it's a change of system, isn't it? Part of the reason why Shaqiri doesn't play, so it led to believe, is because he doesn't track back, because we have to change to a 4-2-3-1 to get him in there. Plus, he's got to, you know, compete with the best front three in the world. It's also what Harry Wilson wants as well. You know, he's played at, you know, Hull, Bournemouth, you know, and other teams and done really well. Derby, sorry, is the other one. Like, he's got a taste for first team football. And like, does he want to come in and sit on the bench and, okay, yeah, we might potentially win another Premier League with Liverpool or play Champions League football, or he could just play FA Cup and EFL games?
I think he wants to play for Liverpool Football Club. I think he's always wanted to play for Liverpool Football Club, but I think there's also that time. We're at that time in his career where he needs to make a decision. He can be a squad player for Liverpool. I think he can be. I don't think he can be a first teamer.
No.
But I think he can be a squad player if he wants to be. But is that best for him? You know, he might be able to keep developing and he might get a move to a big club a couple of years down the line for playing first team football, whether that's at Liverpool on loan or whether that's just, you know, for somebody else on a permanent transfer. I think Liverpool might cash in this summer on him. I think they've got to the point where he's probably worth as much as he's going to be worth for only playing loan football. They cash in and they buy someone younger with maybe more potential, use that money to buy someone younger with maybe more potential. What do you reckon, Tom? Have you got another comment for us, mate? Or do you want to answer that? Do you feel compelled to talk about Harry Wilson?
Not particularly. I'll just give you some more comments, lads. Moving on to the coronavirus stuff, Manana Banana says, I thought it was ridiculous that City and Arsenal match was cancelled, but then we had fans from Madrid coming over.
That's spot on, isn't it? I mean, you could, not a truer word has been typed today in the comment section, I'm sure. Because it was absolutely ridiculous. I fully agree with that. Let's go for another one, Tom.
Let's move on to the City and the band stuff. Ben Pop says, City have enough money, they'll get what they want. But then Johnny Walker says something interesting. The UCL 1920 will be cancelled, but I think if it is cancelled, let's say next season, would it then move on to the next season after that, or would they get off for the season? You know, do you understand the question there?
Well, is he saying that this season's Champions League is going to get cancelled?
This is 1920 now, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1920, you said.
Okay, then, yeah. Yeah, that's what he said, yeah. Yeah.
I'd be surprised, but I don't know. Just the same arguments, Ross, as we've been saying about Liverpool. Why would you cancel a competition that started over one that hasn't?
Yeah, I think it's slightly different in this case. And this isn't because we've been knocked out of the thing, but the only reason I could see it being is because it's in multiple nations, isn't it? You know, and depending on where this virus is up to, you then want to go and travel and then potentially infect your team. It depends on where all these government rulings are up to. You know, and you don't want to bring it back to England, that sort of case, and spread it further to other people. If it's all under control, like, you know, we want it to be for the Premier League, then keep it. You know, it'll play out. I want to see it, to be honest, even though we're not in it. I quite like it.
Sorry.
You okay there, Tom?
Yeah, Johnny Walker went on to elaborate. Sorry, he said the 2021 will be postponed and the 2021-22 and the 2022-23 will be the ones that City are banned from. Any thoughts on them?
Yeah, I've no idea what he's talking about anymore. I'm completely and utterly lost in the situation.
Next season's Champions League will be postponed and the two after that, City will be banned for them.
There ain't no chance if they finish this season that they're postponing a Champions League next year. No fucking way. Too much money involved. Too much money for the clubs. Liverpool get 100 million a year. Do you think they're going to want to let that go?
United clubs like that are going to be in it as well. Potentially.
It's just too much money. And I know this is cynical as fuck, like, but they're not going to want to cancel that. It's the only way they get money. UEFA, what are they going to do? Sit on their hands for a year? No chance. They've got television deals just like everybody else. I'd be really surprised. I think it might be the right thing to do, but I don't think it will happen.
Fair enough. Last comment then. Last comment.
How would you follow that up? You're right.
Stephen Somerville says, this isn't really about Ferdinand, but everyone agreed with you on the Ferdinand stuff. But he says, I think Neville is waiting for the season to be cancelled and for Liverpool not to win the league. He will have a secret party with all his mates and just being biased towards us and Liverpool fans. So it's the flip.
Watching out for. Yeah, it's them. They'll be going out there partying with the Moe or whatever it is that he drinks while Liverpool
get Everton, where they all go to Wales. The local economy in Wales is going to be fucking belting when this is over, isn't it? Really sound. To be fair to Gary Neville, he was on Good Morning Britain the other day and he said, I hope the league gets finished. And he's like, I know Liverpool will win the league on that basis, but he wants to see it through. So, you know, at least someone's thinking with a fucking brain. And he's doing a dead good job as well with his hotels, by the way. I know he's a...
Yeah,
you know,
that's bad. Yeah.
Fucking belts.
There's a few of them at the moment, isn't there? You can't help but, like, Carlo Ancelotti is one of them, like, just a nice sound fella. Gary Neville, yeah, and it's really annoying, but... You do see the real person behind the mask almost, don't you? And, yeah. You know, once you strip back the football sort of stuff, you can see that they are good people and stuff. Well, there you go. That has been the news show. Don't forget to check out that Beer 52 offer. It will be back tomorrow. Is it on tomorrow's news, Ross? Or are you going to keep it a secret?
Going to keep it a secret because it's not been organised yet.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you very much for watching live. Or has it? Thank you very much for watching live. Thank you to Tom for doing the comments. Thank you for you guys for obviously making the comments and typing the comments. I'm going to end this video. I'm going to finish my beer. I'm going to drink responsibly. And I'm going to see you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.